Good afternoon. Welcome back to another episodic tip from Empower Your Voice, Unlocking Your Podcasting Potential. Yes, again, I'm running late. An appointment in the morning can hardly cancel when it's so difficult to be on a waiting list to see a doctor. So when they call, duty calls, and you must go. And so I went. On today's daily tip, we're going to talk about contracts. Okay, don't freak out, but if you're going to do any type of interviews or have a co-host or anybody else on your podcast, you need to protect yourself. Again, do your homework. But this time, when you go over to Google, put in podcast contracts. Now, there is a gentleman online by the name of Gordon and Firemark, and he is an entertainment lawyer that specializes in contracts, all types, within the TV and radio business, but he concentrates on internet talk radio. And for a fee, you can take a legal course from him covering contracts. Now, I did that for extra protection, but there are certain things one needs to do before one starts broadcasting, either live or recorded, which is called on demand podcasts. And the number one, is you need to add a disclaimer, not only to the end of your podcast, but also on your website, because you want people to understand that you are not responsible or to be held accountable for the content. I'm pretty sure you've seen now on a lot of movies and on the crime channel, where they put up violent language, nude scenes, alcohol, warning you that this is explicit material. And sensitive viewers not be viewing this material. And you need very much so to put a disclaimer at the end of your show. For example, if you use YouTube, they have a question, A, copyright material. So if you have something that needs a copyright, make sure you put it on there or they will shoot a warning shot over your bow and let you know that if it happens again, they'll kick you off. Or they'll ask you if this material is suitable for children. And if it isn't suitable for children, you need to check it off to indicate that your content is purely for adults 18 years and older. 18 is the magic number. At 18, you get to sign up for the draft. In some states, you even can go drinking. Other states, the legal age begins at 21. And check out what your state's requirements are for broadcasting your podcast. Each state has a different set of rules. And if you're in doubt, find out. Yes, the potential audience can take you to court. They can also report you to the FBI if they feel like you are violating their civil rights. So please put a disclaimer at the end of your podcast. Saturday, we will continue onwards and upwards with the different legalities one needs should one become a podcaster. And it becomes especially more important when you charge for a membership, subscription, or charge people to appear on your podcast, because it involves money, which means an exchange of paper or virtual assets between two consenting adults. Please remember, next week is the start of April. April 1st is April Fool's Day. For those who live in Pennsylvania, April showers for the week, which hopefully will bring us some May flowers. And on April 2nd at 7 p.m. and April 5th, Friday, which at 4 p.m., we will be holding Passionate World Talk Radio, Educate, Enlighten, Entertain, two free master classes on Empower Your Voice, Unlocking Your Podcast Potential. And the topics covered are the 7 C's of communication, the art of the interview, interviewing guests and yourself being interviewed, and mastering an introduction to your personal, i.e. people, skills. So down below are the links to which you can sign up for. You can also go over to education.passionateworldtalkradio/masterclass. So please come and join us. And on April 19th at 9:30 a.m., our special guest will be Vicki Esther Chang, who is an entrepreneur and has written a series of books with other authors, co-authors, and the one that I co-authored with her, Lillian S. Caldwell, is called Gold Nuggets, Digital Strategies for a Digital World. Go over to Amazon, put in Vicki's name, V-I-K-I, Esther Chang. The book will pop up. Click on the link. Buy the book. Buy the workbook. April 19th. Be there. Thank you very much and happy Easter.